Former President Trump seems to be getting friendly with people who follow conspiracy theories. Over the past week, the QAnon theme song's been played at a rally. He also reposted a video on Truth Social with symbols of the group superimposed over his face. This all comes as he continues his tour ahead of the midterm elections.
And for more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ron Filipkowski, a criminal attorney and conspiracy theory tracker. And Ron, we appreciate your time as always. So is this a sign of weakness or a sign of strength?
Well, It's become strange on his social media platform called Truth Social. It's just become an openly QAnon forum. You know, it's just all the people that have been banned and kicked off Twitter and Facebook after January 6th have all kind of washed up ashore on his social media platform. And rather than reject it, he's embracing it. He's reposting them. He's commenting on their posts. It's really kind of bizarre to see a former president tweeting openly QAnon conspiracy theory posts.
Hey, Ron, for those not familiar with QAnon, a very brief description, how it started, what it is, and why it's dangerous.
Well, it started out in the darker corners of the internet, but then it grew and grew and spread. And it's kind of an amalgamation of conspiracy theories. In general, what it is that there's a cabal of people that are the global elites that are the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, that secretly control the world behind the scenes, and they're all involved in pedophilia and sex trafficking and all these crazy conspiracies, and of course the vaccine COVID conspiracies all kind of wrap up in detail into this, along with new ones like election fraud conspiracies. So Trump has always kind of toyed with this group and sort of winked and nodded at them, but never openly acknowledged and embraced them until just the last couple of months.
You know, you said something that interested me a minute ago, talking about how on Truth Social, these people have just kind of washed up there. It seems as though it's almost like that orange juice concentrate you get in the freezer, right? Everything's been distilled down to that on Truth Social's platform where these conspiracies are thriving. Do you think that is maybe misshaping the way that President Trump views QAnon and broadly conspiracies?
Well, that's a really good point. No one's ever put it to me that way, but I have sort of seen that happen. There's not a lot else on Truth Social. You know, it's really, even most elected Republicans in Congress are not on Truth Social. Ron DeSantis is not on Truth Social. So who is he interacting with on his own social media platform, which is the only one he's on? It's just a tiny handful of really far right congressmen and a bunch of conspiracy theorists. And so it may be that he is becoming more and more influenced by them than they are by him.
I heard something like 60% of voters across America will have some sort of QAnon candidate on their ballot. Is that true?
Well, at least MAGA, you know, as distinguished from the establishment Republican Party, whether those MAGA candidates fully embrace all the QAnon conspiracies, certainly they all embrace the election fraud. I think that's accurate. That percentage of candidates who say that the 2020 election was stolen, that is definitely the case as far as Republican primary nominees.
Some blurred lines, and Ron, we appreciate you taking some time to help us kind of define those lines. It was Ron Filipkowski. He's a criminal attorney and conspiracy theory tracker, talking a bit about some of the QAnon nods, if you will, that have happened over the course of the last couple of weeks at rallies held by former President Donald Trump. KCBS News Time 2:25. We'll get an update on traffic and weather together in about 2 minutes.